The Arkansas Legislative Task Force on Reducing Poverty and Promoting Economic Opportunity report does not mince words. Arkansas is chronically among the poorest states in the nation. An estimated one-fifth of all Arkansans live in poverty. They tend to be poorly educated, unhealthy, and involved in crime. Poverty consumes taxpayers' money required to alleviate its impacts. Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, a nonpartisan research nonprofit based in Little Rock, was behind formation of the legislative task force led by Arkansas Senator Joyce Elliott. Tara Manthe is communications director for AACF.
We got a grant to help do that work from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation that helped pay for doing a series of town hall meetings around the state that we collected research and ideas at.
Local activists, leaders, and citizens across the state were invited to not only provide insight to the task force on poverty in their districts, but to suggest ways to alleviate it. And participation in the task force, created by Act 722 of 2009, was significant.
We had 22 members on the committee, and it included some representatives and senators, but also a community action agency representative, Department of Human Services, religious leaders, other advocacy groups like the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, Southern Good Faith Fund, Arkansas Food Bank, Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance. We had some business owners, a mayor from the mayor of Jasper, and just a big representation, you know, across a lot of different groups that work on this issue quite a bit.
A family of four who make less than $22,000 a year are considered poor, according to the 2010 Federal Poverty Guideline.
It is a problem throughout the state and for people of all kinds of backgrounds. It is a problem, although it disproportionately affects African Americans and Hispanic Americans. There are many more Caucasians in poverty than any other group. And also, among children, it is one in four children are living in poverty, and the largest number of children living in poverty is actually in Northwest Arkansas. It is so far-reaching in Arkansas that it really affects all of us. Even if we don't know someone who lives technically in poverty, we are affected by that every day because of all of the resources that our state has to provide to people who are living in poverty.
The task force says poverty reduction is both a social and economic investment, yielding dividends in the form of increased economic productivity, reduced expenditures on health care and criminal justice systems, and improvements to quality of life and citizens' well-being across the state. The task force took a year to compile research and in November reached consensus on a set of recommendations.
They broke it into things that could be implemented immediately and at no or minimal cost, especially in comparison to the cost of poverty on our state's economy. These things are very doable and in the long run would save quite a bit of money. In community and economic development, we have ideas like enacting a tax incentive program that better meets low-income communities. Right now, a lot of the highest-income counties draw a lot of the economic development dollars, leaving behind low-income counties where it's really needed the most. And that's kind of a short-term thing. You can just shift that money. In the long term, we want to try and facilitate markets for locally produced goods and services, so local small businesses see a much higher benefit.
Education and workforce development recommendations are all about getting college-bound, Tara Manthe says.
So we want to start early with early childhood education, which is one of the most research-based programs for increasing academic achievement later in life and reducing the education achievement gap between low-income children and their peers and minorities and their peers. and we want to really increase retention and graduation rates at two-year and four-year higher education institutions. In the long term, we want to put more emphasis on school board training, mentoring, and cross-fertilizing among school districts. We want to focus on health, especially obesity. We want to develop policies that that help local groups replicate good programs around the state.
Task Force health recommendations include fully funding expansion of Our Kids First. That's the state's health insurance program for poor children. It also wants to see more school wellness, substance abuse, and health literacy programs statewide. The task force also formulated a set of tax relief policy recommendations.
60% of our Arkansas working families make less than $42,000 a year. We would want to get a state earned income tax credit, which is one of the best ways to reduce poverty, and it's been shown in other states to be one of the best tools to reducing poverty. It would be modeled off the federal earned income tax credit. And we have recommendation to continue to reduce the grocery tax, and we want to do a series of ideas that tax ideas that could raise some income so that we can pay for some of the other recommendations in the report, and that includes closing loopholes for corporations that file their taxes in other states, and a law called the Amazon Law, which would allow the state to collect sales tax on sales on Amazon.
One final recommendation has to do with improving systems that interface with the poor.
This is an idea to reduce redundancies in state government where you have, say, for example, the Department of Workforce Services has your record of your application for unemployment insurance, unemployment payments, and then the Department of Health and Human Services, or the Department of Human Services, has a different database for your Our Kids First application, and this would consolidate those and keep them in one area where a state worker could look at your file and see which services you qualify for instead of you having to figure that out and apply for each one.
With the work of the task force complete, a permanent advisory council will be formed
To monitor these recommendations and to make sure that these don't just fall, on a shelf somewhere and never get read again. We want to have someone there to bring them up year after year and make sure we are pursuing the goals of the task force, which is cutting poverty in half in 10 years and then half again in 20 years. And there's a series of benchmarks that the task force adopted to measure that.
That was Tara Manthe, Communications Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Arkansas Senator Joyce Elliott, a Democrat representing District 33, Little Rock, chaired the task force. Speaking by phone from the state capitol, she said reactions to the report since its release on November 29th have been positive.
And many legislators and just people in the general public have expressed appreciation for just taking some systematic approach to addressing poverty in our state rather than just settling, because that seems to be what we have done all this time. And there have been reactions, of course, about some of the recommendations that might cost money, in this really tough time, economic times, when the state is facing those same kind of the challenges. But there are several people and several legislators who have embraced the report, and I know I'll be sitting down with some legislators and some folks who are on the task force looking at which of these recommendations we might actually propose in the form of legislation.
And that's when the five recommendations may be prioritized.
Now, anything that we labeled in the report that short term, that in itself kind of connotes a sense of priority, because we probably, those are the things we know that we can do right now to make an impact. But obviously, on a personal note, not speaking, as a member of the task force, the thing that seems to make the most sense more than anything else is we know that when a child is born to parents who do not have a good education, that child is almost deemed, to live in poverty. That, I think, is a priority, to make sure we get the educational piece right and think about this in terms of the effects on long-term poverty, not just because we want to feel good. And I think the second most important issue here, too, that stares us in the face is, you know, the issue of health care, because a family that's not in poverty can certainly be there within the matter of a few paychecks, you know, when they are hit with serious health care concerns. And so while the task force has not set priorities, you know, those two just really jump out at me of things that we really need to address very, very, very quickly.
Our preliminary goal set by the Poverty Task Force for the upcoming 88th General Assembly to tackle is finding a way to cut poverty in Arkansas to pre-recession levels within 5 years. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.